Democrats beg Joe Biden, open U.S. borders to flood of Afghan refugees. By John Binder on August 16, 2021. Democrats and mass migration activists are pleading with President Joe Biden to open the United States borders to a flood of Afghans. As Afghanistan's capital city of Kabul falls under Taliban control, House Democrats are urging Biden to admit as many Afghans to the U.S. as possible through the Special Immigrant Visas, SIVs, program and the Refugee Resettlement Program. We have a moral obligation to the Afghan people. We must immediately welcome them to the U.S. and provide real support as they rebuild their lives. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, wrote in a statement. Representative Cori Bush, DMO, said the U.S. has a duty to save lives and therefore must begin immediately admitting as many Afghans into the U.S. as possible. Likewise, Representative Pramila Jayapal, DWE, said the U.S. must quickly evacuate Afghans and bring them to the U.S. Representative Joe Negus, DCO, wrote in a statement that the U.S. ought to expand asylum to invite more Afghans to the U.S. As a son of refugees, these images from Afghanistan are heartbreaking, Negus wrote. Now is the moment to expand asylum for those who need it most. The U.S. government must honor its word and ensure our Afghan partners are evacuated. In addition to pleas from elected Democrats, mass migration activists and refugee contractors are urging Biden to open U.S. borders to Afghans. An official with the left-wing Progressive Policy Institute suggested that Biden resettle all Afghans in Utah to help turn the state blue. Meanwhile, the Cato Institute's Alex Naurasta said there is no good national security reason to block Afghan refugees. Neoconservative pundit Bill Kristol, a member of the failed Never Trump movement, said it would be great if the U.S. resettled hundreds of thousands of Afghans. Similarly, a Washington Post opinion journalist wrote that he sure hopes the Biden administration mimics German Chancellor Angela Merkel's policies that have brought millions of refugees to Germany. Jesuit Catholic priest Father James Martin, an editor at America magazine, said he prays Biden admits as many Afghan refugees as possible to the U.S. As Breitbart News reported, Biden has no plans to prioritize the evacuation of American citizens out of Afghanistan, which has been compared to the fall of Saigon in 1975, over Afghans applying for SIVs and P2 visas. Defense Department officials have said thousands of Americans are stranded in Afghanistan. On Monday, Defense Department spokesman John Kirby confirmed that the administration is planning to bring up to 22,000 Afghans to the U.S. for resettlement across the nation. First, they will be sent to three military bases. Last month, Biden began resettling hundreds of Afghans and their family members at Fort Lee in Prince George County, Virginia. The State Department expanded who could be resettled in the U.S. from Afghanistan by waiving prior requirements and fast-tracking their resettlement, with the help of Republican and Democrat lawmakers. From January to March, the Biden administration issued more than 2,000 SIVs to Afghans for permanent resettlement in the U.S. from October 2020 to July 31. Fourth, 130 Afghans have been resettled on SIVs alone, while another nearly 500 Afghans have been resettled in the U.S. through the Refugee Resettlement Program. Refugee resettlement costs American taxpayers nearly $9 billion every 5 years, according to research, and each refugee costs taxpayers about $133,000 over the course of their lifetime. Within 5 years, an estimated 16% of all refugees admitted will need housing assistance paid for by taxpayers. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.